going to go to my friend Kyle in the back there, because on the way to church here, he had a really, really deep revelation to share. So after the kids leave? Oh, okay.
So what I said, I had a revelation this week. I just had a guy job a couple weeks ago, like my first one ever. And, sitting outside, not realizing, you know, it's the things that you can do with your fingertips, drugs, shoot somebody, whatever. You know, you can fill in the blanks with what you can do with your fingertips that are weak, and you can dwell with the devil with these things. But it's working in a dangerous machine shop all day that takes all my being where I'm bearing fruits, you know. So, yeah, that's what God taught me. Does that make sense?
All right. Anybody else?
I had a message this morning when I woke up from our best friends who live.
We have friends who live in Washington State whose sister has, their youngest has Down syndrome. And just yesterday, maybe it was Friday night, but there was a house fire and their youngest died in the house fire.
She was home alone, and I think she was high school age. They don't really know what happened. They think maybe it was carbon monoxide, but just prayers for the family as they process losing a niece and a daughter and a cousin. And yeah.
Thank you. That's tough.
Travis, you got something to say? You got a great opportunity this week.
Going up north.
Okay. Travis has been offered a... he's not going up north for fun. Travis got offered a great opportunity to do some work up north, so that's a great opportunity for him. Anybody else?
Hey, everyone. My name is Grant. I just would like to request prayers for my younger sister, who's in labor right now. We haven't heard anything in a little bit, so just, yeah, if you guys could express your prayers. Katie?
Mm-hmm. We'll pray that all goes well with that. Anybody else? You want your mom and dad to come back?
Prayer request for my brother-in-law. He is currently in the hospital on Friday night. He fainted and had a seizure, and luckily he was with one of his friends, kind of knew what was going on and realized that his heart had stopped beating. So they you really like your heartbeat or something with his heart stopped or something. So they used one of those machines to like, a defibrillator to like, whatever. Luckily he has really smart friends. So... that now he's been in the hospital since Friday night. They want to keep him another day, I think. They just don't know what's going on with his heart, and it's kind of scary. He had some sort of test done, and so they figured out that the seizure was from him falling and hitting his head, so they don't think that it's, like, super related, but just pray for my sister and her husband, because it's kind of scary.
Name?
His name is Brayden, and my sister's name is Eliana.
Nate.
I'm sure you guys all know about our boy Bill. He's a goat. He's awesome. But on Monday, tomorrow, he has another appointment with a doctor for possible getting on the kidney transplant list. So last one didn't work out. That's okay, because there's another one. And so we're just going to be praying big for Bill tomorrow. So big meeting.
Thanks, Nate. That's Bill Marsh. Bill Marsh has been a member of this body here for a long time, from the beginning. So anybody else?
Rachel. Pray for me, Lord, that I'm direct. There's so much going on in my life. Rick and I knew each other. We brought our kids up in the same church. And he invited me here 3 years ago, and I met Dan and Laurel, and then I entered into a season where I thought I could help save my daughter again from meth, from not just that, but an abusive spirit, just a generational thing that she got. And this November, I don't know how I walked away from her. I don't know how I did it. And it entered me into a world of unbelievable. So I'm healing in a way right now. Finally, at the age of 55, not acting like everything's okay and just brushing stuff underneath. I'm okay, because that's what I've done all my life. And literally, he's taken away the use of my knees, because I'm an athlete. And if there's something wrong, I'm going, I'm gone. I'm walking, I'm running, I'm doing something. I'm moving. And he said, not right now. You're going to sit, and you're going to heal properly. And so it's a little frustrating, because I'm used to figuring everything out, and I just don't know what I'm doing with my life right now. And it actually feels kind of good. So just pray for it's my whole well-being. I'm fighting for my life in every area. But I know that I need to be the one to heal and take my place in order for my children to find their place. And so I'm one day closer to that.
Thanks, Rachel. Anybody else?
Hi, everyone. My name is Praise. I have a friend at school. Her name is Evangeline, and her brother is right now in University of Michigan's hospital waiting for a kidney transplant, and he's been waiting for a really long time. He dropped out of school, and it's just been really difficult for the family, and he's like currently and not like hospitalized, and so just prayers for him that he just gets the help that it's really difficult to find someone who's of his age and has like a really good kidney, so just prayers that her family's calm and that just he gets the transplant that he needs.
My name's Laylee, and I am 7 days free from my addiction. So,
praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Anybody else?
Okay. So I just, when I was in Redemption House, we did this thing where we would bring up evidences of grace that we saw in a brother in the house. And I have to do that for a sister, and that's my wife. There's been times recent, she's just pointed me to the Lord in my frustrations, and it's a breath of fresh air, and it's what we want to build on. So I'm very thankful for that.
None of us is never in need of grace.
Hi, my name is Pat, and most of you know I'm an old lady. Well, kind of look, and you can see that. But I live in an apartment building near the airport where we had a tornado last week. And, yeah, that was pretty exciting. But anyway, this apartment building has 46 old ladies in it. And contrary to many people's belief, they are not all nice, sweet old ladies. They really are. No, not at all. But anyway, God has just put me there for ministry. I know that now. And so I've been there 2 years. And just in the last couple of weeks, instead of just praying for them in my home, I've been going out in the hallways and asking people if I can pray for them. And I've also become bold enough to ask them if they're a believer. And if they say they are, then I say, so what do you believe in? And so it's been just exciting. The lady across the hall from me, who never used to speak to me, now has a Bible in her little cubby hole, open to the Lord's Prayer. And, I mean, just things are happening there, and I'm just so excited to be part of it. So I'm glad I'm an old lady.
God's going to use us all to the end, right? So.
My name is Tyler. I'm 4 years clean from meth. I was brought up Christian, went to church. I steered away from God. I felt that my baptism was abuse at home, abuse at school, and I've recently come back into his arms.
Yeah. Praise God. Praise God. Anybody else? I just have one request myself. My 3-year-old granddaughter, Carly, has been the past week, a couple days, at DeVos Children's Hospital with a kidney infection, and then she was back again yesterday at Zeeland Hospital in the emergency room to get IV fluid, so if you'd keep her in prayer. And also an update on Rebecca Grant. We had prayed for her. The meeting went better than expected. She still has her job, but she is being somewhat stifled in what she speaks about in regards to gender issues. So, but praise God, she still has her job. She's still in the place in the school system. So that's a great thing. So we just continue to pray that God will use her as he has done in the past. So let's.
Yeah. A lot of requests for kidney. Could we kick that off?
Yeah. So anybody else have any kidney problems? Okay. How about if people gather around these?
If the family members, they want to stand up for their family members.
Yeah, stand up for your family member or Nate for Bill. Gather around. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, and Jesus, we come to you because we know that you are the healer, that you love us, you long to see us whole, and we are wonderfully and just majestically and just incredibly intricately made. And we pray right now, Father, that those that are dealing with kidney issues, whatever age, whether they need transplants or healing or whatever, Father, we just come to you in the name of Jesus, and we boldly ask, heal the kidneys that are represented here, that need healing and who we stand in the gap for, like Bill and Carly, who aren't here. We just pray healing over their bodies. Lord, we command those kidneys to jumpstart and restart and do whatever they have to do to filter the blood and do what their intended purpose is. So we give you thanks, Lord, for what you're going to do in the lives of these people that have needed this help. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.